Every rancher knows they need good fences to keep the herd from running wild on the neighbor's property. In the 1850s, there were not any fences here, but those who owned the cattle pushed their luck too far with their new neighbors in the desert. The fight that resulted is today's edition of The American Countryside. We hope you enjoy hearing The American Countryside right here every day. But when you're on the go, you can now hear our programs on My Farm Radio. It's a new app where you can hear The American Countryside and much more. Don't forget, you can always catch past programs and see our American Countryside television features at AmericanCountryside.com. So take time to download the free My Farm Radio app and enjoy some of our extra content at AmericanCountryside.com. Both are great ways to connect with our show as you travel the countryside. There's still time to reserve your spot with us to Brazil this January 29th through February 7th. This is the perfect time to head south. In fact, the amazing trip is priced below many similar length trips that stay right here in the U.S. And you'll be staying in outstanding hotels, including great meals and the sights you want to see. We'll be touring Rio just months ahead of the Olympic Games. Plus, we'll get into the countryside to see farms and ranches and much, much more. I posted our latest brochure. Just click the link at AmericanCountryside.com or simply call today at 888-2-AG-TOUR. Today, the glitz of casinos in Laughlin, Nevada lines the shores of the Colorado River. Vicki Salyer shares the story of what this area was like centuries before the slot machine's arrival.
The first people here were the Petayans, and they found several sites from them. They're called the Old Ones by the Mojave Indians. The tribe that's here now is the Mojaves, and they've been here for at least 3,000 years.
The tribe survived the tremendous heat by growing crops along the Colorado River.
They were living peacefully along the river until Lieutenant Beale decided to build a wagon road from Fort Smith, Arkansas, all the way to Los Angeles, and he also had people following him in wagon trains. The first wagon train to come through here brought 400 cattle.
Lieutenant Edward Beale's group allowed their cattle to graze along the river. One man wrote in his journal about the experience.
He said that his cattle were now in clover because they hadn't seen anything green to eat in so many miles, and what they had done was left 400 cows out on the gardens of the Mojaves. The Mojaves came down and asked them if they were leaving 3 days in a row, and they kept saying, yeah, we're leaving, we're going to go on.
But the wagon train did not leave.
On the third day, when they didn't go on, the Indians came down and shot a volley of arrows into the wagon train, and they all picked themselves up and headed back for Santa Fe, New Mexico, as fast as they could go. The Indians did not chase them. Only one man was killed in that raid.
600 soldiers were sent from Santa Fe to build Fort Mojave here. Beale's wagon road was built, a forerunner of the past railroads, Route 66, and the interstate would later take. Traveling the countryside in Bullhead City, Arizona, I'm Andrew McRae.